It was a banner year for Iowa's 100 or so Christmas tree farms, but some producers worry the future may not be as bright. It was a busy month for Wickiup Hill Farm near Toddville in eastern Iowa. Operations manager Tim Andrews says they sold out of trees almost 2 weeks ago, but the work continues year-round.
This year the weather was warm, so it was enjoyable, but some years it's downright cold. The opposite of it is during the summertime when we're shearing the trees, the heat index can be 110, 115, so it's not for the weak or the faint of heart.
Andrews is president of the Iowa Christmas Tree Growers Association. He explains most farms in the state are between 3 and 8 acres in size and sell trees by the choose and harvest method.
And you look through tree after tree after tree till you find the tree that fits your need and what you want in a tree. You cut it down as a family. The parents, the father generally will take one end of the tree and a child, whomever that might be, will grab the other. And as they're coming out of the field, there's a shared bond there.
According to the Iowa Department of Agriculture, nearly 40,000 Christmas trees are harvested across the state each season. Andrew says many customers return year after year.
You can't get that by going to one of the local stores and picking up a tree outside the front door or from dragging a fake tree out of the attic and putting it up. And that doesn't belittle those folks and their Christmas experience. But those folks that do that mostly for convenience. After the first time that they cut down a live tree with their family, they're hooked for life, and it becomes something that's passed on from generation to generation.
Driving to a tree farm and harvesting a tree is a ritual for the Block family of Cedar Falls. Misty Block, her husband, and 5 kids took less than 10 minutes to find theirs at the Kris Kringle tree farm just north of town.
Well, that was what I grew up with, so it's just a matter of carrying on that tradition. We like the smell, too. And it's just something we've always done.
The Kris Kringle tree farm is covered with hundreds of lush green trees. But that wasn't the case back in 2012 when a devastating drought wiped out seedlings here and all across the Midwest. Owner Danny Mold says just like more traditional farmers, tree growers live and die by swings in the weather.
Sometimes we have great growth 1 year, you know, like this year. Yeah, we gained a little bit back because it was a good growing season, you know. But then if we have another drought or dry conditions, you know, or even that heat, you know, in the middle of summer, you know, is a part of it, and it can really slow some things down.
It takes between 6 and 12 years to grow a Christmas tree before it's ready to be sold. Molds explains that's why the drought 4 years ago may result in a shortage of trees down the road.
That's where the 2012 harvest will be, in that point where those are the trees that we needed to have, you know. So it's going to be a little roller coaster, and that's just how it goes, you know. And sometimes it's too wet in the spring, you know, sometimes you can drown out some seedlings and things like that. It's Mother Nature. What do? You know, so you just kind of roll with it and you plan for the next season.
At 35 years old, Molds is by far the youngest of Iowa's producers. Most others are in their 60s and 70s. That's a concern for growers president Tim Andrews.
If I had a crystal ball and I could get my Christmas wish, it would simply be that there would be a younger generation see the value of the industry that we're trying to provide, and that they would pick up the baton and they would carry it into the next generation.
Although the industry is an aging one, a new National Christmas Tree Promotion Board is in its infancy. It was established in 2015 by U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. The 12-member board's mission is to enhance the value and demand for cut trees through promotion, education, and research.